Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton are back in Indiana making late pitches as they seek more supporters ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Obama says his church membership had nothing to do with the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
When I joined Trinity United Church of Christ, I was committing not to Pastor Wright, I was committing to a church, and I was committing to Christ.
And members of the graduating class of 18 boys and girls in Greensburg, Kansas, are scheduled to get their diplomas today from President Bush. The president is set to address graduates a year after a tornado killed 11 people and nearly destroyed the entire town. Cinda Moorhead is resident.
The only thing we had left after the tornado was my husband's job, which is here. And my job was gone because I work at the school, and we asked the kids, do you want to finish school here? And they said, yeah.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I want people to know, and I have this embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Big Brown had a big day at the Kentucky Derby. Rick Dutrow is the horse's trainer.
I think he just separates himself from the rest. Somebody else is going to have to show up and show that they can run with him. And I'm sure there's a horse or two out there that someday is going to make him run. But he was born to run. He was born with this talent. Again, all we have to do is stay out of his way, not do anything stupid around him, and he'll run like this again.
The horse also landed new parents in big trouble. Police in Southampton, New York say the couple left their baby alone in a car while they went to watch the Kentucky Derby at an off-track betting parlor. The two were arrested on misdemeanor child endangerment charges. And there are reports that a powerful cyclone in Myanmar has killed more than 350 people and destroyed thousands of homes. State media reports that five regions of the impoverished southern Asian country have been declared disaster zones. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Tree pollen allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
The World Health Organization says it's too soon to tell whether a highly infectious virus that has killed 24 children in China has peaked. The agency says it's unlikely to be a threat to the Beijing Olympics. Chinese officials are working to contain the outbreak and say there's nothing to suggest China is trying to sweep anything under the rug. This is Dr. Hans Trodesen.
I don't have the sense that it was any kind of hiding. It was more that they didn't know what was happening. They were doing investigations.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the year-end goal for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal is still achievable.
This is very painstaking work. It is labor-intensive work, but it is necessary work.
Rice is in the West Bank in her latest mission to advance the troubled talks. Both sides have expressed skepticism about reaching a deal by the end of the year. And the sister-in-law of Austria's accused horror father, Joseph Fritzl, says he served 18 months in prison for a 1967 rape conviction. Here's Bradley Clapper.
Police have been adamant that they have no evidence to suggest that the wife was knowledgeable of any of this. And her sister says it would be impossible that this wife, Rosemarie, lived for her children.
The woman also says Fritzl's wife never believed her husband was involved in the 24-year disappearance of their daughter or the three children who mysteriously turned up at their doorstep. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, most of our infrastructure, roads, power plants, reservoirs, are being handed over to private interest. The Lower Colorado River Authority is a private organization that's been riddled with corruption since its founding. It's been busy snatching up water supplies all over the state. And they have their own SWAT team, their own security force, their own cameras up all over Austin, Texas, spying on the people. And when you're out on Lake Travis, they come up and board you. Because in America, land of the coward, home of the slaves, you are guilty until proven innocent. It's not that you're recklessly driving. It's not that you've done something. It's not even the old thing of the taillight anymore. It's, we're just doing a routine check. It's for your safety. It's like this all over the country. And the LCRA, private organization that crowns its people God, then boards your boat. And did you hear that? What happened with Bears football player, former UT Longhorn, Cedric Benson? He's out on his boat here in Texas, here outside Austin, Texas. And I just heard this on the local news, and I've been reading about this morning online on the KLBJ website, the local affiliate that we go out nationwide from, News Radio 590 KLBJ. And just in plain view, it's announced, and I've gone and we've listened to the official LCRA statement, and we'll be playing that later, where they say, well, he did one sobriety, he followed our orders, and then he wouldn't take a breathalyzer, so we pepper sprayed him to make him comply. See, that's torture. The stuff that goes on in Abu Ghraib just goes on everywhere. They call it pain compliance. I have video in my film Martial Law of police all over the country where they take nunchucks and break your arm if you don't answer questions or don't move. But see, they don't call it torture, and the population is so dumbed down in America, we don't even know what torture is. Famous case, though, where they did the right thing in Miami. The guy admitted himself to the hospital. He said he was on drugs. They said, well, we're going to take a urine test. And he said, okay, well, I can't urinate. He was there admitting he was on drugs, guaranteed shipped in by the government. It was cocaine. They shipped all that in. And they tasered him. And then he still couldn't urinate, so they tasered him again. But it's a mental illness. The cops and now the private goon squads, they think that if you don't follow their order, I mean, I saw a video this weekend, a compilation of a guy in a wheelchair. He's got shriveled legs. You know, you can tell he really is a quadriplegic. And the cops say, get up. This is fake. You're not in a wheelchair. And he goes, no, they took him in for being vagrant in a major city. You're not allowed to be. And he said, look, I'm paralyzed, chest down. And the cops on tape just go, well, that's a lie. Throw him out of the wheelchair, break one of his legs. Just here, throw him out on the cement. Then they try to charge the guy for being thrown out of the wheelchair. But just a compilation of videos where a guy gets out to see, get out of the car, and the guy gets out. This just happened in Georgia. He was another pro football player. He gets out politely. He says, yes, sir. And they say, he says, well, let me see your driver's license. He said, you know, I'm just going to the store. I forgot it. And he says, don't make fist at me. And the guy's not making fist. He goes, excuse me, sir. And he puts his hands together, you know, like in a praying position. He goes, excuse me, sir. And he says, don't make fist again. And he goes, okay. So the cop pushes him. And then he steps back and goes, what's your problem? So the cop tasers him. But then they charged him with resisting. But they show you the video. It's like the CIA black op commander confirmed to be that in Houston a few days ago. Probably a hit out on him. Most major city departments, the government doesn't even hire hitmen now. They just have hitmen on the major police forces, and that's come out in L.A. since the 60s in New York as well. And so he tries to get to a more public place. They pulled him over down the street from George Bush's house, and they follow him. He gets out. He doesn't resist, and they execute him. And then they said on the news, well, he went for something. But when you watch the film, he didn't go for anything. They just executed him. So the point here is that Cedric Benson, it said, was pepper sprayed and then arrested, and he's going to be charged with resisting for not sticking the breathalyzer in his mouth. Now, there's no law you have to breathalyze. In fact, it made them so mad that we're not their slaves and have a Fifth Amendment and a right to refuse that they passed a law saying they take your license if you don't breathalyze. You cannot make me urinate in your cup. You're not God. You can't. Now, in Denver and in Tucson and in other areas, they're now taking blood at random checkpoints, sticking needles in your arm. But, by the way, I told you that for 35 years, everyone in the United States at birth had their blood illegally taken. Now there's lawsuits over this. It went into a federal DNA database for genetic engineering, genetic weapons programs. This is all admitted and is sold. They claim ownership to Big Pharma to isolate different proteins and things. But it is now in the news that they're about to pass a federal law. Bush signs bill to take all newborns' DNA. So all babies are criminals and are guilty until proven innocent. You see, these are the bedrock things of USA. What made us great? It's all gone. So now I guess you go out on a boat. I mean, I don't go downtown because I don't want to be harassed by cops. I guess I can't go out on Lake Travis anymore. I guess you can't go anywhere because they are there to squeeze. They're there to get something off you. And I don't care how you make excuses, what you say, what you do. It's illegal. I don't care if retroactively. Kind of like the NSA spies on American citizens without warrants, and then now it's all criminal, so they're trying to retroactively protect all the big phone companies, everybody else. Well, see, this is Bush retroactively, because now the jig's up that they take your blood at birth, and then they claim they got ownership of it. The government is run by criminals. What is it you can't understand? And they've gone to seed. They're going wild. They're snatching, grabbing, and they got a bunch of people on power trips that don't know the Bill of Rights or Constitution. So, you got private cops who've been deputized by their own LCRA regional mafia, very serious people, and they're just out roving about, and they see a black guy with a fancy boat, and they're jealous. That's how it all works. And I'm just sorry, folks. That's how it works. I've seen blacks singled out. I've seen especially wealthy blacks. For some reason, it just drives Deputy Dog crazy. And they get on board, and he grovels and does whatever they say, and then they say, okay, now we want a breathalyzer, and he says no. And so they pepper spray him. They tortured Cedric Benson, and the lapdog media, the newspaper, everybody else is acting like he's some arch criminal. I'm sick of these witch hunts, and I'm sick of these lynchings, and I'm tired of it. That's why I used to go out and have a beer with people. I don't even drink, folks. You know, don't ever use marijuana. That's the one drug they don't ship in, so 87% of their prosecutions are on that. In fact, the vast majority of people only use marijuana who do use illegal drugs. Stop using it. Don't ever use any of the cocaine, heroin. Don't use their Prozac, their Ritalin. You know, they push it on you both ways. And it's a fact the government ships the drugs in. The CIA aircraft, the one they use for torture flights, just crashed a few months ago with 4 tons of pure cocaine coming out of the Medellin cartel into Texas. It was in the Mexican papers where it crashed and in Reuters, but none of our papers. So this is how it works, okay? They're going to board. And they're there. Boy, you breathe right now. This country is ours. You don't have rights, slave. Now you breathe into this right now. You're not going to do what I say. Well, I got this job so I'd have power over people. I'm going to show you right now. I said breathe. Breathe in it now. Right now, boy. It's illegal. You violated his civil rights, but he'll get some rope-a-dope local lawyer that he'll pay $100,000 thinking it's his friend, and he won't get good service. Let me advise you, Mr. Benson, they violated your rights. Even if those cops beat the rap, they won't beat the ride. Sue them personally. Drag them through the mud. Make them hire lawyers themselves. Anybody messes with me, that's what happens. You understand? Don't tread on me. I'm not your slave. I was on national television last night about the murder of the D.C. madam. We'll cover that when we get back. Stay with me. That's criminal what they did. They tortured Cedric Benson. They tortured him because he didn't submit. They tortured him.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy. So you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I've got the news reports here. It says he refused to take a breathalyzer, so he was pepper sprayed. That's uncooperative. Well, I got video in martial law where they take nunchucks to men and women's arms and break them, and the bones just pop out. And the cops, like, celebrate. Yes! We're destroying freedom! We rule! Just like Iraq, hundreds of videos of taking puppies and murdering them, slaughtering them, shooting them, stabbing them. They're all coming back to be cops. Shaved heads, devil cats. Yeah, it's our time now. Time to rule. Time to dominate. Time to crush America. This country isn't a place where we've got millions of people just feeding on us. This is our country. You know what the Revolutionary War started over? This isn't freedom. Cop cars every 10 feet, searching everybody for their own safety while complete crooks run our government. I've had enough of it. I want to be left alone. I already pay your bills. Like, I'll just pay you to go away and leave me alone. And don't give me, you don't ship the drugs in. Any cop out there that doesn't know that all the major narcotics shipped in and then all the same molecules that they push on the kids as legal drugs is being pushed. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the denials. I know, you'll win in the end, won't you? You're going, don't worry, we're going to get you, boy. We're going to get America. This country's going down. Well, don't worry. Your grandma's going to lose her pension. You're going to lose yours, and you're going to lose your whole future, too. Your banker buddies have only turned you loose to help bring the country down. You're getting brought down with it, so don't you worry. The medicine you're making us take, you're going to have to eat five times of it. All right, I shouldn't have got mad. Oh, man. I'm tired of it. Torturing this guy because he wouldn't give a breathalyzer. Torturing him. I'm just sick of it. You know why I'm freaked out, man? I watched that footage of that CIA commander. He gets out of his car. His hands are at his side, and they just kill him. And then the news says he went for something. But then when they show the helicopter video up close, he doesn't. You know how many videos I've seen of that where the cop will just punch somebody right in the face and then charge him with resisting? They don't even care if their squad car videos show it. And again, I don't even particularly hate individual police. I am upset about this system that is totally lawless and out of control, and where the police will cover up the local murder here in Austin with a Palestinian activist. I talked to the people that buried it, you know, that buried him, that prepared his body for burial. He was sliced up all over, tortured completely. And I talked to people at the news stations that heard the scanners. When the cops fished him out, they said this guy's been tortured to death with his arms and legs bound with tape around his mouth. And then the APD says later, oh, no, he committed suicide, just like Deborah Jean Palfrey committed suicide. They've got the local police going, oh, it's very clear she committed suicide. Because I quote, handwritten, and you ought to see his body language, what he's saying. It looks like he is lying. I mean, doesn't matter. It's all over. The country's gone. Don't worry. The bad guys won. You win. But you get to feel good about yourself. I get these emails. Nobody cared about the hundreds of videos of our troops and British troops and contractors where they'll just sit off the side of a major highway, not even a checkpoint, just randomly shoot cars full of families laughing. Going, watch me kill these guys. And they'll just open fire on a van. And you'll see people falling out dead, and they'll be laughing. Nobody cared about that, and they made excuses for it and said, I'll kill all the Arabs. They deserve to die. Yeah, they're not even human. But then I've got to watch all these videos of them killing puppies and people making excuses and lying about that. Have you seen them throw puppies off cliffs and an old dog, they shoot it and laugh at it and then blow its head off? And I'm supposed to defend that and go, oh, that's good. That's what our – you see, and by defending that evil – we've now all joined it. Instead of saying, oh, that's bad, I mean, I've got Reuters photographs where it shows our tanks and helicopters with human heads and skulls on the front of them, and that's seen as manly. No, that's what the bad guys do, playing blaring heavy metal music with skulls stuck on the fronts of the tanks. You're just a traitor, boy. You're against America. We're going to win. Let me tell you something. You're not winning
anything. You're not part of the establishment, good old boys, that go along with all this. You're having everything you are and ever be taken from you right now. Your dollar, your future, your currency, your liberties, your freedoms, everything. Okay? And as a nation, when we watch shows like 24 and fantasize about the good guys torturing people's children in front of them to get answers, and then that really happens at Abu Ghraib and other camps, our journey to evil is complete. Our journey to corruption is complete. This is what they do. This is how they operate. And I mean, step back from it. Realize the hoax you're under. You're afraid of terrorism. You've got a better chance of being struck by lightning. Hundreds of times chance higher of being of drowning. Thousands of times better chance of dying in a car accident. You're going to give up your whole way of life and everything to, quote, be safe, but then you're not safe. The entire attack profile of the anti-terror system is about you. I mean, look at this headline. Bush signs bill to take all newborns' DNA. That's so they can frame the kids, so they can do whatever they want with this, folks. This government is criminal. It's your property. It's not the government. The government isn't God. They talk about, oh, we're doing this for your freedom. They're the ones taking our freedom. And it's not, nothing's going to happen when Hillary or Obama or whoever gets in. Just like when Bill Clinton left office, nothing changed. It's the same people. They own them. Look at these articles. Carbon tax hits British Columbia. That's a tax on people and total control. Head of the CFR says it. Perhaps 60% of today's oil prices are pure speculation. Another one here. Multinationals make billions in profit from growing food global crisis. I mean, this is the type of news I've got here, and I shouldn't yell and scream and freak out, but I'm like a cornered rat. We all are. And it's just getting worse and worse, and I watch these videos online of cops just, if a woman just even says, I wasn't speeding, they just taser her. And I read the Army War College reports 25 years ago that they wrote 25 years ago about how they were going to give people, quote, less lethal weapons as a training aid to electrocute people, to shock people, to get the cops ready to actually physically shoot us with lead. See, that's all that is well, we can't kill you, and people see a stick upside your head for no reason as abuse or breaking your arm, so we'll tase you. It doesn't matter if somebody dies every day in the U.S., sometimes two a day. Doesn't matter if one out of about 80 people that gets tased is going to die. We're just going to murder you. I mean, I can't believe Fox News in Georgia. This football player gets out of the car and he goes, yes, sir, he's being real nice. And the guy starts freaking out on him. And the guy's going, why are you yelling at me? What's wrong? And he puts his hands together. He goes, please, sir, quit yelling at me. And he goes, don't you make fists. And he said, I'm not. He's begging. Please, please. It isn't good enough. He tases him. But the news is, the news then says he's bad. It isn't enough that they tase you for no reason. I mean, we've all seen the famous Austin footage where the guy asks one question of the cop, so he tases him in the back. Or the footage of the cop where they're holding the guy down who's not resisting, just beating him in the face over and over again. I mean, psychopaths in criminology gravitate towards police departments. You've got to keep control of them. But no, the government tells them. They promote the bad ones. I know a cop beat up a guy in a wheelchair here in Austin for no reason. He got promoted to commander. All right, I'm going to come back and get into the big news today. Government is pushing us around. We're not your slaves. You're not God. You're by the same rules as us. You're not above the law. We'll be right back.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They violated Senator Benson's Fourth Amendment rights. They said a routine check. You know, we routinely... And now police in Dallas and all over the country say, we want to do a routine check of your guns. We want to make sure they're legal. But I've done nothing wrong. Well, then you don't mind us looking. And they force their way in. Yeah, this is freedom, guys in uniforms in your house. Let me see what's in the gun case. Open it up. And they come when the men are gone during the day and predominantly wealthy and middle-class neighborhoods. Because you're the target, Jack. They want to seize those guns. They want to seize that house. But I guess I'm anti-cop, you know. Dallas, Texas, up the road, got caught pulling over thousands of people in nice cars randomly and throwing bags of chalk in the back. And then the cops would go to auction, at a closed auction, to get the car for a couple hundred bucks for themselves. It's good to be gangsters. The top gang with a badge and a gun and nobody can stop you. With an idiot population that has no idea that they're a bunch of slaves. See, we're all trying to be friendly and nice and go along and be subservient. I know the average cop out there is just writing tickets and raising revenue. It's like that old country song about a woman gets mugged in the heart of town. The officer's nowhere to be found. They're out on the interstate setting the trap. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to play that country song later. I'm going to dig it out. Play part of it. Okay, I said I would get to the big news. I meant to come in with tooting our own horn. I'm going to shift gears now into that. And we do have a really big guest joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. Wayne Madsen worked with the National Security Agency, broken a lot of big stories. And he's coming out saying that Dick Cheney and the vice president who's really the president, and, of course, John McCain, who's running for president, that they were reportedly the ones that the D.C. madam, Miss Deborah Jean Palfrey, was sending her girls to. Now, I got a call Thursday when she was murdered at her mother's home from Fox News because I had interviewed Palfrey four times, and I was one of the last people to interview her before she was convicted a month ago. I interviewed her just about a week before she was convicted of running a prostitution operation. First time they've charged someone and won for money laundering. She was facing about 6 years in prison. And she was clearly murdered. We're going to go over that evidence now. But there's another mystery. Why would Geraldo Rivera have me on? It was, September 9th last year. I was in New York. We were having a 9/11 inside job protest down in Times Square. And on the Jumbotron saw that Geraldo at large was doing a rare outdoor event for some reason. About eight blocks away. So we marched down there and took over the live program. And we didn't scale the fence or anything, but we were right behind him and took it over. And then I got arrested for bullhorning. And that was, you know, just classic. And I said, you know who I am, don't you? When the producer called me Thursday night, they said, yeah, his Saturday show, we want you on. He went on Thursday night on a show and plugged me and plugged it. We had the last interview with her, and she was saying, I'll never commit suicide. If I do die, I've been murdered. And they said, we want to have you on Saturday. And I said, sure you do. Because Fox has set me up probably eight times to be on Fox, and they've never had me on. Now, one time, they wanted to fly me there for a special, like, 30-minute, program. I mean, have me on for, like, four segments. And I said, no, because they canceled so many times, just having me on satellite feed here in Austin. And so I sent my radio producer, and he got there and went on and was on. They've aired that since three times, but that's a side issue. So I said, okay, we'll see. And I said, do you know who I am? And the only reason I address this is everybody's wondering why Geraldo Rivera and Fox News would have me on when I'm a real conservative and they're not, and I expose them for that and they don't like it. Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, they sent a car, picked me up last night, took me over there, downtown Austin, where they got a satellite uplink, had me on, and were nice to me on the show. And they had, of course, that former federal judge, and they had another prosecutor on. They both agreed she'd been murdered after I was on, and so they agreed with me. And Geraldo called me a conspiracy theorist, but agreed. Now, I'm a real investigative reporter, and I'm somebody who also then has my own commentary and my rants, which are separate from my journalistic investigations. You know, I wear a lot of hats. I make films. I do syndicated radio. I run news websites. I'm in a few films. That's what I do. I do it all. Jack of all trades, whatever you want to call it. I have another term for it, but it'd be obnoxious if I used it. But I am a Renaissance man. I mean, hell, I do it all. All with God's help. And I am a little bit obnoxious. I understand that. But the point is that I went down there, and I just 1-2-3 comboed him right when I went on with the evidence, with the facts. So here is part of that exchange. Then I'll come back with the evidence, then play the rest, then take your calls.
and more recently. According to Washington writer Dan Moldea, who is considering writing a book with Palfrey, he says she told him last year, "I'm not going back to prison. I will commit suicide first." But Deborah Palfrey was nothing if not a contradiction. For example, last year, when one of her escorts, former University of Maryland professor Brandy Britton, killed herself after being arrested on prostitution charges, Palfrey said, quote, "I guess I'm made of something that Brandy Britton was not made of." And in mid-March, before her conviction for money laundering and racketeering in connection with the high-profile escort service she ran catering to Washington's movers and shakers, including Senator David Vitter, Deborah was asked by syndicated radio host Alex Jones if she was planning on committing suicide.
"No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, I do not think they want me to expose them."
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, the well-known radio host himself, the conspiracy theorist and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex interviewed Deborah Palfrey in March of this year when she told him what you just heard, that she would never commit suicide. So, Alex, welcome. What do you think? Do you believe this to be as the authorities say it is?
Geraldo, first off, thanks for having me on. She was a very nice lady, very genteel. There's no doubt in my mind that she was murdered. Let me just go through some of the basic evidence. She told me repeatedly on my radio show, and those interviews are posted at Infowars.com in full, that she would never kill herself, that she wasn't planning to kill herself. I pressed her during breaks in front of the board ops. I said, "Listen, this is dangerous. You've got to say who these people were. Do you know?" And she said, "Well, I'm not going to say. I just want this all to end." And I said, "You've got to say who it was or you're not safe." She said, "Listen, I'll never kill myself. If they claim that, I was murdered." So we have a tape of her saying she wouldn't commit suicide. Now, NBC in Florida, where she had a condo, is reporting that one of her friends, who was the manager of the high-rise condos, and he's on tape saying 2 days before she was killed, before she died, she left to her mother's and said, "Look, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. I'm not going to kill myself." This is on tape. Then you look at Brandy Britton. She was facing 6 months in jail last year, shot her mouth off, Ms. Palfrey said, the D.C. madam said, and said, "I'm going to talk about who my Johns are. This is hypocritical." She was a professor. She had a psychology degree. She was saying, "This is hypocritical. I'm going to tell who my Johns were," and then she hangs herself. Number one, Geraldo, you've covered a lot of criminology. You know women don't normally hang themselves. First, one of her girls kills herself. Now she kills herself.
They take pills.
Exactly. And on top of it, in fact, 90% of women take pills. That's the way they do it. Now men shoot themselves and hang themselves. Now, on top of it, her mother said she was happy, saying she was going to fight it.
Alex, let me take a break. Stand by right there. I have Judge Pirro and Kim Guilfoyle also right back.
All right. We're going to come back later and play the second half where the former federal judge and the former state prosecutor agree with me. By the way, do you know who got convicted for running all these girls? The head of the state police in Maryland. And this is very dangerous what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you understand that. I know you think your government's all loving and good and they all care about you and they want to take good care of you. But they've had like 5 scandals the last 10, 15 years in Austin where the APD detectives run the whores. Hey, look, you guys can run your whores and run your drugs. Just quit pushing us. Quit acting like...
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import.
Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Look, corruption is growing exponentially. It's everywhere. Like half the billboards in the city where I live are tattle on your neighbors, CPS kids, take your vaccines, don't do this, don't do that. The police are watching you. They're your big brother. You know, 1984, big brother's there to help you. But we used to have 300,000 cops. But if you got mugged, they came. Now we got 2 million cops. You get mugged, they won't come out. No, they're too busy out on the lake taking Cedric Benson to jail, spraying him in the face with pepper spray because he didn't do a breathalyzer. When there's no law, you got to take a breathalyzer. And again, I'm just mad that we are becoming a classical tyranny. This is not land of the free, home of the brave, okay? Let's just get that straight. This is land of the spoiled, rotten population that thinks it's free, and a corrupt government and corporations that own it growing out of control. And it's all coming to a head, all coming to a collapse, and then it's going to be even worse. Now, let me go over the facts here. They have this individual, this Dan Moldea, who claims he just magically, she just called him up. Now, she told a TV station that if she was killed, it would be murder. She did that last year. She told me this, the DC madam, on air. She told everybody else this. She told the manager of her high-rise apartments that she had in Florida when she was moving out 2 days before she was killed. She owned the condo, but she was paying her 6 years of fees. She was coming back to live in her condo. She said, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. He's now told NBC News this. And then she goes to her mother, who she's the only child. Her mother's sick. She brings her, quote, box of evidence, tells her friends this is the evidence. She's going to write a tell-all book while she's in prison. And then magically there's a little shed under the carport, and she goes to the store, never, you know, comes back. Her daughter comes out in the shed, and she's hanging there. Oh, but there's a note. And, I mean, when the cop in this town, this little town where she was murdered, sits up there, I mean, he turns away from the camera when he says it. I mean, it just the body language. It's so ridiculous. It's so amazing. It's like this Palestinian activist, local Austin school teacher, told his neighbors there were Israelis running around. His neighbors confirmed, I've talked to him, that, yeah, there were guys with Middle Eastern accents with machine guns running around spying on them, saying they were Israelis. He had the FBI go after him for shipping books to Palestinian children, school books. And he's found all sliced up, tied, arms, legs, mouth. But forget that. The police say that's a suicide. This CIA retired guy gets pulled over. They shoot him. And then they say on the news he resisted when it's on video that he didn't. He just gets out and they shoot him. And I know that some of you still live in fairy tale land, but let me explain something. In Houston, and this has been well known, they have police who work for the government who are hit teams. Let me explain. They don't need to go out and hire hit teams. They have hit teams in every city, okay? Government gives the order, you die. And now it's just getting to the point of they just pull you over and that's the end of it. And that's what this looks like. And then it's admitted that he's CIA, but then they come out and the news goes, was he really CIA? And then that becomes the whole thing, not the giant lie in plain view of the guy just gets out of his car and they shoot him. You're not in Kansas anymore, okay? You're not in Kansas anymore. The same people that ran Black Ops, taking over all these third world countries, wrote an official IMF and World Bank documents. They are going to do it here. You understand they're taking over all the water districts? Private companies are, and double, tripling prices. You understand they're going to rape you in every way imaginable? You understand the squeezing is here now? Brandi Britton is this college professor, high-end hooker, and she gets busted at her high-end house, starts shooting her mouth off that she's going to, this was in the news, that she was going to tell who her big Johns were because it's hypocritical that she's going to jail when police are involved in the racket. Boom. She hangs herself. Then a federal prosecutor starts going after the state police, and they... This is admitted. He is found in a creek, run over by his own car, with his genitals cut off, with 37 pen knife stab wounds, tortured all over, and the cops say he committed suicide. I mean, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Right, this is like Mexico or Russia. I mean, it's just so bad. And by the way, the former federal judge on Fox says they murdered him. I mean, I can't believe this is so obvious now. Even Fox has to admit all this. And I mean, I just want it to stop. I mean, okay, run the prostitutes, police. But when you want to, on top of it, bust the prostitutes, I mean, at least just, that's the thing. See, they have to, though, fill the private prisons owned by the drug cartels, owned by the banks. So, and you've got low-level cops who aren't corrupt, who are good men and women. And so it's like a schizophrenic system. The higher-ups run it all, but the lower-downs are actually out fighting, quote, crime, fighting themselves. I mean, every month I see an AP article or so, but it never hits the newspapers, where they find an 18-wheeler full of cocaine and, you know, an FBI guy's driving it, and the FBI orders the local police to let the cocaine go. You know, I mean... Or DEA bust a plane filled with 15 tons of cocaine in Miami, and then guys pull up and flash CIA badges, and they have to give it. Again, the drug dealers, do they make more money if there's a monopoly or not a monopoly, if there's a monopoly. So how do they have a semi-monopoly? There's still some rogue agents out there that drive down the price. They make drugs illegal. How do drug dealers get higher profits? They make the drugs illegal. I mean, can't people figure this out? Can't you figure this? And then the same military-industrial contractors that deal the drugs, they then militarize the police, federalize the police, sell them their training and their equipment, and then turn them against us. And the feds come in and lobby to pass state laws where if cops give the seized money, without due process, by the way, to the state, they get 10% of the money back, but they get 85% or more of the money back if they give it to the feds, which federalizes them. I mean, I have been to the people's houses where the SWAT team comes, kicks the dog, beats up an old woman here in Austin. They do all of this, and then no drugs are found, and they still beat people up. And it's a joke. I mean, it's not right what you're doing. We're human beings. I mean, I've got this article here, Detroit Free Press, hard lemonade, hard price, dad's oversighted Tigers game lands son in foster care. I don't have time to read the whole article. I've got like 20 stories this bad here today. I'm not trying to make you look bad. If I wanted to, I could go through all these. I mean, I've got 8 articles I've seen the last 3 days of head CPS people from Florida to Texas to Arizona running the child rape operations. Where do you think child rapers go, folks? They go for a badge. They go for CPS. Hard lemonade, hard prices. And it says this guy doesn't even drink. He is a top archaeologist. His wife is a PhD professor as well. He goes to the baseball game. The guy comes up and says, what do you want? He goes, I'll take a Coke and a lemonade. He gives him a Mike's Hard Lemonade. The guy didn't know what that was. I was actually at a party once and pulled one out of a bucket and went, ooh, this is alcoholic, and threw it away. That even happened to me about 5 years ago when it first came out. But the point is that they come over, none of it's drunk. The father says he hasn't been drinking it. They go, we're CPSing your kid. The kid cries. They make a big deal out of it. They always do when they violate your rights. They put him in an ambulance and freak out and take him, and then they draw his blood, no alcohol, but still keep his kid. And I see these every day. Remember the one that finally got some attention where it's like, you know, 0 degrees. She's got her teenage kids with her and the two-year-old in the seat behind. She pulls up, runs 10 feet, locks the car in front of Walmart, runs 10 feet and drops $8 and change in the Salvation Army bucket in front of witnesses. Boom, CPS, take your kid. But then they are 5 times more likely than anybody else to abuse your children. All right, we're going to start the next hour. We're going to have Wayne Madsen on about 20, 30 minutes. Then we'll have open phones. Wayne Madsen, NSA, naming names with the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder situation. Just amazing. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, you notice I'm more hardcore now because there's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You're on the road, plus a live update from the FedEx Kinko's Club.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Watch, it's 5 o'clock.
Indiana is the focus of the Democratic race today as Barack Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton are planning to make last-minute campaign pitches there ahead of Tuesday's primary. North Carolina also holds its primary the same day.
I wish I could stand up here and tell you that we could fix our energy problems with a holiday. I wish I could tell you that we could take a timeout from trade and bring back the jobs that have gone overseas. I wish I could promise that on day one of my presidency, I could pass every plan and proposal I've outlined in this campaign.
And President Bush is scheduled to address the graduating class of a high school in Greensburg, Kansas, a year after a monster tornado nearly destroyed the town. Don Richards is a resident who rebuilt.
I thought a little bit about going back up where I grew up, which is the north central part of the state. But I've lived here longer than any place else, and this was home.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Police in Philadelphia say one suspect has been charged with homicide in the killing of a police officer who was responding to a bank robbery. Officers are still seeking a second suspect, while a third suspect was fatally shot by police. Angel Riviera says he saw it happen.
One lady cop noticed them, and she came out, throwing the weapon, and then some other cops came around, and then he came out, and they chopped him down.
The U.S. military says four Marines in Anbar province have been killed by a roadside bomb. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, authorities say Iraq's first lady has escaped injury after a bomb hit the motorcade she was in. Officials say four of her bodyguards were injured. And state-run media in Myanmar is reporting that more than 350 have been killed as a result of a powerful cyclone. The reports say that five regions of the impoverished country have been declared disaster zones. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Tree pollen allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
The World Health Organization says it's too soon to tell whether a highly infectious virus that has killed 24 children in China has peaked. And the UN agency says it's unlikely to be a threat to the Beijing Olympics.
This is Dr. Hans Trodesen.
We don't know yet if these are separate outbreaks or if it has been spread from one source. I think it's from different sources, but we don't know that yet.
Chinese health officials are working to contain the outbreak. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the year-end goal for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal is still achievable.
President Bush believes very strongly that the time has come for the establishment of a Palestinian state.
Rice is in the West Bank in her latest mission to advance the troubled talks. Both sides have expressed skepticism about reaching a deal by the end of the year. And the sister-in-law of Austria's accused horror father, Joseph Fritzl, says he served 18 months in prison for a 1967 rape conviction. But the woman says Fritzl's wife, Rose Marie, never believed her husband was involved in the 24-year disappearance of their daughter or the three children who mysteriously turned up at their doorstep. Here's Bradley Clapper.
She said that the victim, Elizabeth, ran away from home as a 17-year-old. This is significant because she said this runaway occurred about 6 months before she disappeared, which we now know was when she first was imprisoned.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
So, Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, this isn't just about her. It's about how the government can murder people right out in front of everybody and doesn't get in trouble for it. But you are being exposed that you're no longer Mr. Nice Guy, that you're no longer Mr. Clean. Maybe you think that's cool, but a country that has corrupt government goes to hell. So this is your anthem. This is our new government. Oh, I guess we're not going to play any more of it. I wanted to play their theme song. Oh, I got you.
The so-called D.C. madam who the authorities say committed suicide, but some have doubts. Alex Jones, the popular radio host who interviewed Deborah Jean Palfrey, had been saying just before the commercial break that she, the D.C. madam, was a happy person. Why don't you finish that thought, Alex, and I'll get on to our other guests.
Well, Geraldo, it's just that she told her mother, she told the person that managed the condos where she lived, and she was friends with everybody, that she was going to go on and going to fight. Others that knew her said that she was going to write a book when she got out in about 6 to 7 months. Could have been as many as 70 months, but certainly not 50 years, as some were saying. And you have two women hanging themselves. I mean, this is ridiculous with these supposed, very wealthy, very powerful Johns. I think this is, quote, taking out the garbage, somebody trying to get rid of evidence.
I hear you.
And, you know, of an election year problem.
Okay, Alex Jones, Alex has a reputation sometimes of being, flamboyant in his opinions, let's say. I don't know that to be the case about you at all, Judge Jeanine Pirro or Kimberly Guilfoyle. What do you say, Judge?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity, Geraldo, to interview Deborah Jean about a year ago, and I talked to her about Brandi Britton and her suicide. And what she said to me is, they don't just come and get you, they terrorize you. But she made it very clear that she was not made of that. And I agree with you, Alex.
Not made of that means she was not suicidal.
Right. Mm-hmm. She was a woman who had a very strong core. She was a fighter from the get-go. And one of the things she said to me, Geraldo, was that, look, This isn't about madams. This isn't about prostitution. This is about me. Suggesting that there was no government program to take down prostitutes. There was a program she believed to take her down. Think about it. You've got a top State Department official. You've got a military strategist, a United States senator. You've got all of these individuals, lobbyists, paying for prostitutes. At the same time, you've got the head of the Maryland State Police who's being indicted and convicted for using the Executive Protection Unit to move the prostitutes around. You've got a federal prosecutor at that time who was murdered and who yet his case is unsolved. You've got all kinds of corruption going
on.
It's Jonathan Luna, and indeed I have the book, The Midnight Ride of Jonathan Luna, for anyone interested. Everything raises a debt.
Kimberly Guilfoyle,
yes,
host of the lineup.
As a former prosecutor, right away when I heard that this was an apparent suicide, I couldn't believe it. I was doubtful from the get-go. If I was a prosecutor on this case, I would make sure and investigate it very thoroughly. I think it's far too coincidental that the two women involved in this would both hang themselves. Right there, I think it gives cause for suspicion.
Why is the Justice Department sealing the names of the Johns when they could very...
All right. Absolutely. And we're going to play the end of it at the end of the program. I want to go to our guest and then take some calls. And at the very end of the show, I'll play the end where Geraldo Rivera says, I want a state investigation in Florida. I want the governor to do this. I think it's murder. Now, two nights before, he said, you know, he talked about me and played a clip on Fox News when he was contributing to another show and said, well, you know, it was 50-50. But the evidence is now there. Plus, she told her friend, the guy that ran the condo she lived at that helped her pack, that she was going to jail for 6 years, going to write a tell-all book, and that she had guys following her that may kill her. Now, of course, you don't go to your sick mother's house to hang yourself. No, she went out to get some stuff at the store. They tasered her when she got out of the car and hung her in the shed. Now, do you understand who's been implicated by mainstream news in killing the federal prosecutor? The state police in Maryland. It's the state police that found the body with the 37 stab wounds, the genitalia cut off, tortured all over his body, and then the cops say he committed suicide? Now, when the cops are saying the tortured-to-death federal prosecutor committed suicide, who does that tell you killed him when later the state police head goes to jail? You understand? There is nothing worse. Look, it's like you hire somebody to manage your business, and they rob you blind. That happens 9 times out of 10. We all know it. You hire cops to run your life, and they just start taking over. But they're not the ones running it. It's the people above them. Now, again, the average beat cop is not a bad person. I'm not saying you're bad. A lot of you are moral men and women. But at the top, it's rotten, folks. I'm going to shut up. Former National Security Agency analyst, muckraker, written for some of the biggest publications in the country. I went through his bio. It would take all day. He's Wayne Madsen, thewaynemadsenreport.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com. He's one of the last people to talk to Deborah Jean Palfrey. He said months ago that it was Dick Cheney, amongst others, John McCain, that were on the list, and that's why Brandi Britton, who was actually servicing them reportedly, was first murdered. That's what started them raiding her, started the feds going after her to shut her down. But he's one of the last people to talk to her. But we appreciate him coming on the show. Obviously, he lives in Maryland. He lives in D.C. Very, very dangerous to be talking about this. You are not suicidal, as you said on my show a few days ago, on the weekday show. Give us the bottom line on what happened here. You know, as if we don't know any of the facts, give us the bottom line, Wayne Madsen, on what happened. You had personal, private meetings with her.
Well, Alex, I believe also that Jean Palfrey was murdered. All signs indicate that she had a lot of information. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've been trying to go back through my notes. I found her the kind of person who wouldn't, you know, be so effervescent and just kind of bubbling forth with information. But every once in a while she would say something. And I've talked to a lot of people like that over the years. And most of the people who are like that, I find, have a background in intelligence. You've got to listen to them very closely. They're not, you know, just gurgling forth information, but every once in a while they'll say something. And one thing that I distinctly remember her telling me is that, you know, the thing that's been lost is last year she and her defense team tried to invoke the Classified Information Procedures Act in the U.S. District Court in Washington. That's only invoked when you're preparing to reveal either classified information or the names of people who are intelligence officers.
That's right. They tried to invoke that because I told her, you better say who this is or they're going to kill you. And she said, I don't know why they're going after me. I don't want to do that. They're listening right now, Alex. She would say, I want them to know. Just stop. I mean, she was acting like an operative.
Right. And one of the things she said, I distinctly remember her stating this, that she had information that could have a bearing on the 9/11 attack, that some of her employees may have picked up information beforehand that would have been very, very useful to the investigation.
Hold your horses. This is an exclusive. Wayne Madsen, you don't make stuff up. I asked you to go back through all your notes from your meetings with her, both on the phone and in person. You said you had something new, and you didn't even tell me beforehand, I guess because of the nature. You're saying she said something to you about it may have been about 9/11? Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
because these guys like to brag with these women in bed late at night.
Well, yeah. You know, we've figured out that most of the activity took place in and around McLean, Virginia. That's where the CIA is. That's where Cheney lived for a long time and is building a McMansion there now. That's where Bush Cheney 2000 Transition Headquarters was located. That's where you find a lot of other intelligence agencies now. And, it stands to reason that activity in McLean was directed against the kinds of people who frequent McLean, whether they're U.S. politicians or foreign leaders visiting the United States or foreign businessmen. This gets into why Cheney's Halliburton was using these escorts to try to either entertain people from the Middle East.
And by the way, we know that. We know they were. We know Halliburton was using them. That's in the records.
Absolutely, absolutely. Halliburton was, and Cheney pretty much authorized it. He was the man in charge. Cheney had people like Kellogg, Brown, and Root also who've been implicated in this whole...
Stay there. We got a break. Wayne Madsen, one more segment. I want to come back and get into what you think about the murder itself. Try to give us the big picture, what you think really happened here, and are they going to kill more people? We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, WayneMadsenReport.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne Madsen's our guest. I want to corroborate much of what he's saying. In the four interviews I have with Deborah Jean Palfrey, some of them an hour plus long, I kept saying, what was this all about? Why are they only selectively prosecuting you? And she said it was an intelligence operation. They were using us to gather data on different politicians, different people in the military, because she had 15,000 clients. She said it was a hunting ground for the collection of data. But under national security, she can't go forward and say that. Then she tried to bring out a national security order to be able to bring out her evidence. And instead, the judge and prosecutor cut short the trial and then wouldn't even let her bring out other data that wasn't, quote, classified. So a lot of suspicious things happening, and Wayne Madsen told me Thursday when I talked to him on air during the weekday show that he believes this was an intelligence operation. Give us the exact nature, but first, let's go back. You went through your notes. When did you talk to her? Specifics. Exactly what did she say about they may have known something or concerning 9/11, the 9/11 attacks? As we know, Able Danger, we know the cover-up there, the hijackers trained at bases, the FBI ordered to back off of them, that they were under national security protection. That's confirmed from Springman and others, you know, the heads of the embassies. That gets into some of the things that we're seeing, coming out with some of the other whistleblowers. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gene was here in Washington last summer during one of many of these pre-trial court appearances, and we had dinner. It was myself, her, and of course her civil asset forfeiture attorney, not the criminal attorney who was court appointed. Her civil asset attorney, which his name Montgomery Blair Sibley. And I distinctly remember that when we were discussing this, and I kept pressing her on. I said, "Gene, it makes sense that your escorts may have been used, especially with all the activity around McLean, by the CIA." And she said, well, she wouldn't commit to that. But then she did say something interesting. She said, you know, of course, I have information that would have been of great interest to the 9/11 Commission. Of course, we know that was a whitewash. But I said, you mean to tell me that some of your employees, and I have to think that they spoke an awful lot. But, you know, Gene spoke to them about other issues other than, you know, the business relationship. And she said, yes, there's information that they have that would have been very important for the 9/11 Commission to know, having to do with, intelligence they picked up about 9/11 before it happened. And when I now look at The other aspect that's involved with her, Pamela Martin and Associates agency, we have Shirlington Limousine. Shirlington Limousine was ferrying around her escorts to poker parties where Porter Goss, the head of the CIA, was in attendance.
That's admitted. He had to step down. That was the Watergate Hotel.
Right. That was at the Watergate. And
hundreds of times. He went there almost every day.
Right, right. And that involved Brett.
Poker games and free hookers. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Brett Wilkes, Mitchell Wade, Duke Cunningham, all these people were.
That's how these guys live, yeah.
And the one thing we know is that that Jack Abramoff, his name came up in this whole operation, using these women for his purposes. And there's the link, because when you got Abramoff and you had two of those hijackers on his casino boat, you know, a few days before 9/11, I just wonder if that's what Gene was talking about. Because now I'm looking at this this crazy incident in Houston with Roland Carnaby, a retired CIA guy who was still contracted to CIA, being gunned down in broad daylight by the Houston Police Department. Now I've been told by agency sources in Houston that one of the people he was looking at was Abramoff and the casino boats. So here you got two people in the same week. It looks like they were both assassinated in broad daylight.
And then they make it an issue on Houston TV and in the paper about, is he a CIA guy when he's friends with the former police chief, the mayor, in business with the sheriff, helicopters, mansion, at the CIA. His family lives in Beirut. I mean, I looked him up. He's famous all over in the CIA after he got out in security management with the Israelis. And then now it's not about the police. He gets out. His hands are at his side. They shoot him. It's not about that. It's about, is he really CIA?
Yeah, absolutely. It's typical of and I noticed.
Misdirection. It's misdirection.
Right, and some blogs are now saying, did he commit suicide by forcing the police to shoot him? And of course, these blogs I see this on are very suspect.
Well, I mean, what about this guy, journalist Dan Moldia? I mean, the family of Sirhan Sirhan, the jailers, everyone admits Sirhan's always been blacked out. The guy supposedly shot RFK at the Ambassador Hotel in 68, 40th anniversary just happened. Now even the mainstream news, NBC, everybody admits that the CIA killed him. The three CIA section chiefs are all filmed there. You know, with the guy that shot him in the back admitted CIA, one of the bodyguards. Mr. Caesar, is now admitted CIA. But this guy years ago, he pops up out of nowhere and says, I met with Sirhan Sirhan, and he told me he did shoot Kennedy. He remembered it. But then the family and everybody else who was there and his lawyer says that's not true. Well, he pops out of nowhere and says, she called me and said she was going to kill herself. Meanwhile, I have her on tape on the radio saying she wouldn't. Her mother says no. Her friend says she was being followed, thought they were going to kill her. She's saying all of this. This is incredible. That makes it more suspicious that this guy writes apologies for RFK, JFK, Vince Foster suicide. That's his job. He pops up and he's been proven to be a liar. And then what does this look like to you? I mean, that's even worse.
Well, I Dan's a friend of mine, and I guess it's one of these things where you look at what you want to look at, and I know.
Oh, so you know Dan, and you think he's a good guy.
Well, I mean, I what I'm saying is, there are some journalists, some authors who only look at a certain set of facts and don't look beyond that. And I think I look at everything.
Sirhan's family says that Sirhan Sirhan never said that.
Well, and I think when you look at the history of assassinations in this country, why is it only the federal government can use the term conspiracy when they're talking about going after the mob or some guy in some corporation who's skimming? They call it criminal conspiracy. It's the catch-all. But if you accuse the government of doing it or any of their lackeys, then you're considered like you're out there, in the grassy knoll and where the UFOs.
But of course, it's big institutions that normally are involved in the big conspiracies. but I guess Brutus didn't stab Caesar. That was a conspiracy too.
Right, right. You know, there's one other thing I want to mention about Gene Palfrey that I just missed this, and I found, somebody informed me about this the other day. Her court-appointed attorney, Preston Burton, she couldn't go out and hire because they froze her assets. She couldn't go hire some, like a Bob Bennett, the guy that always pops up every time, Bill Clinton gets in trouble or Larry Craig gets in trouble. But Preston Burton, her court-appointed attorney, used to be a partner for Plato Kacharis. He's a high-powered Washington guy, but anybody in Washington knows when you hear the word Kacharis, that means CIA, because Kacharis and his brother, James, is on the U.S. District Court in Alexandria, and he's had Kacharis...
Tell you what, Wayne Madsen, do five more minutes on the other side.
Sure.
I want you to be able to finish this thought. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing breaking first-time info from a very good source. He's Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Having a corrupt government isn't a joke. Once corruption gets started, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And then criminal hordes that work for the big bosses go wild. All order is lost. Suddenly, the society spirals out of control as evil, as psychopathic behavior rules from the highest mountains. Evil flows in the streets. All innocence is lost. And wickedness rules the day. Stop being naive out there. Realize that we are facing pure tyranny. Your calls are coming up at 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. You're listening to our flagship command vessel, News Radio 590, KLBJ. And I am in the command tower right now. Let's go ahead and go back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, I really appreciate your courage. Yeah, I mean, her lawyers are CIA connected. All of it stinks. She acts just like an intelligence operative. And that's what she kept saying on the air without saying it. She would say, well, I think it's an intelligence operation. I don't know why they're doing this. I've done nothing wrong. I'm not going to release names. I just want to be left alone. I was going to move to Germany. I was going to move to, you know, to Berlin. I was just wanted to get out of this. See, they never let you get out.
Right.
And then they kill her girl that was supposedly with the two big high-powered guys because she shot her mouth off. Then they try, I guess, raid her to take her money as a way of, quote, discrediting her. And then she was shooting her mouth off, I've been told, by writing a book and that she was mad. And so I guess they just, pulled her over for a taillight out, tasered her, and then drove up, put her in the shed, and that's the end of it. And then their people carry out the investigation. We know the state police are connected and implicated. You heard the judge on Fox to killing the federal prosecutor. Go ahead, Wayne. Tell us what you think.
Well, you know, the two U.S. attorneys who prosecuted her case, William Calden and Daniel Butler, wanted her, after the jury came back with a guilty verdict, wanted her to go directly to jail like Don Siegelman, the governor of Alabama. And it's obvious when she disappeared immediately into the federal prison system, we would have probably heard something like this later. But the mere fact that she,
like McDougal dying in Fort Worth, and it was in the news, it was in the Fort Worth news that a helicopter landed, FBI went in to see him, and then when the jailers came in, he was dead on the floor. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, so we have her leaving her Orlando condo with a box of papers that she, you know, her building manager mentioned that to the local Orlando TV station. What was she going to do with these papers? Obviously, these papers were of some importance.
What about her saying, I'm being followed by men? I think there's a contract out on me.
I think, you know, she would have not said that unless that's absolutely what was going on. She was not one to try to invent things or, you know, try to, you know, create.
No, that meant she was in crisis. She said this 2 days before she was killed.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, here's the deal. You work with the National Security Agency, right, for some of the biggest papers and publications in the country, Wayne. You're respected, okay? You're not a wild loose cannon like Alex Jones. You've got something to worry about. And I know you say that they better get you first. You're armed and going to defend yourself and not going to commit suicide. But you say you've got sources separate from her, and she acted like on air that you were telling the truth. She just said she wasn't going to go there. Dick Cheney and vice presidential, now presidential candidate John McCain, I mean, this is incredible. I mean, are you going to say who these sources are? Because you know the boys.
Well, I've already said that the three sources are very close to the CIA, but I can't go any further.
Okay, then what's the split in the CIA? Why did they go ahead and burn her? Because local cops busted Brittany and they wouldn't stop her? I mean, what happened?
Well, you don't have one CIA now. Since the infiltration of the CIA by the neocons and you know, you got Hayden over there. He's Cheney's boy over there. You had Porter Goss. You've got probably not just two CIAs. You've probably got multiple CIAs all working, you know, against one another, some pro-Bush, some pro-Cheney, but I have to think.
Well, we know that. I mean, that's what Ray McGovern and others have said. Yeah. And that's the only thing that stopped total martial law is there are good people in the FBI and CIA. Go ahead.
Right, right. And so you've got this situation. I would also mention with the Jonathan Luna case, that ties into Ed Norris, the former police superintendent of Maryland, but also Luna previously, before working in Baltimore, was at the Brooklyn DA office, where he was working there alongside one Bernie Kerik. And when you look at the connection between Kerik, and then you get the Rudy Giuliani. I think you had another GOP presidential candidate involved with this ring as well, because Jean said that some of her escorts did go outside the Washington and Baltimore area to New York City. And were taken there by limousines. And I already mentioned Shirlington limousine.
So why did they kill her then?
I think she knew too much. She was in a position to bring down a lot of the power elite here in Washington. And whoever she was working for, whoever her control officer was at the agency, did not have enough horsepower to help her out. But I always found it odd that when the search was conducted of her California home and the seizure, that for some reason the phone records were left. I always wondered, did somebody intercede there and say, you know, you don't need to look at these, because this was the one thing that kept her name out there and kept her in the news, those phone records.
And those lead to Halliburton and everything else under the sun. Shifting gears to another subject overall, we have the former CIA section chief, Bill Christensen of Europe. That's one of the most powerful positions, coming on my show 2 years ago saying 9/11 is a total inside job. We have Ray McGovern saying inside job, Reagan and Bush's morning national security briefer, very high level. We have even one of the most famous modern field commanders, Robert Baer, Syriana's about him, played by George Clooney, saying all evidence shows inside job. We have embassy heads saying it. We have all these prominent intelligence people telling the truth. That does show that there is several CIAs. And, God, what is it like for good people in the government to know murdering killers run basically are in control and could set off a nuke any day? You were talking about that last week with the Minot nukes. With all that happening, who's going to win here?
I always hope that the good people win out, but I deal with these people who know the truth, have been fighting against it. To be honest with you, many are suffering from what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, and I deal with these people, and it's very heartbreaking to have to see these careers that were ruined and how these people have been affected.
But, I mean, do you think the neocon globalist brand is stalling out, or do you think they're going to try to set a nuke off and grandstand or something like that?
Well, I'm always afraid they're going to try something else, like they did with 9/11 and London 7/7 and the Madrid bombings and the Bali bombing, and that was Australia's, considered Australia's 9/11. But I have to think that the one thing we have is, the Internet and people, forming coalitions and that we can stand up to these people. But we're against immense odds. We're talking about people with immense resources, money.
It's got to freak them out when Best Actress 2008 Academy Award winner comes out and says it's an inside job. Willie Nelson, Governor Jesse Ventura, the Italian president, German defense minister, Japanese high-level diet. I mean, that's got to freak. I don't think the people that carried out 9/11 expected that many people would have courage. And the more big shots that go public, the more can then step forward. I mean, Wayne, they've got to be actually shaking in their boots.
Well, now we even have former Governor Jesse Ventura talking about that scenario. And saying that the CIA confronted him when he first became governor to, give him his marching orders, I suppose. But I think we're up against tremendous odds. But I think the more people who step forward, I think the French have a term, après le déluge, after the flood. After the flood, hopefully the neocons and these globalists will just be swept away.
In closing, WayneMadsenReport.com, be sure and check it out. You're not planning to kill yourself, my friend.
Not anytime soon. No, not at all.
Ever. You're never going to kill yourself.
Ever, 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 ever.
If you kill yourself, was it murder?
Yes.
Let me just say, I will never kill myself. Ever, ever. I could be convicted of whatever. I will not ever commit suicide. Wayne Madsen, thanks for joining us.
Okay, good to be with you, Alex.
We'll be right back with your calls as promised. Stay with us. This is Hardcore Radio, and you know it.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash,
when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. I know some shows I take all calls, some shows no calls, some shows broadcast just at the end. I'll be honest with you, I'm all psyched up. I'm just freaked out. I just want to be peaceful and happy and not be so have such a corrupt society. I just wish we weren't so corrupt. As a society, we're degenerate. We've killed 50-plus million babies with abortion. So don't tell me we don't have an evil government. It's just got to stop. It's got to stop. We got to turn back, or it's going to get really bad. All right, let's go ahead and take some of your calls. Jonathan, Benny, Rod, and James. Let's go ahead and go to Jonathan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, great broadcast today, Alex.
Thanks, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call in today. The last couple weeks, I've been on the internet, and I've been seeing these videos of these people who seem like they've been consuming too much sodium fluoride, because they're saying that, like, there's a list out there that the government or world government or whatever you want to call it is producing, like, all the followers and then all the people who know the truth and who are going to go against the government when the switch is thrown and the New Age Babylon crumbles. And they're saying, like, I mean, if there's a list out there, I want my name to be at the top of this list.
Well, listen, that's government disinfo. There's always lists to arrest and round people up. And back in the 60s, it was hundreds of thousands of people, and there's over a million Americans on a terror list now for your finances, you name it. Every major preacher, even if you're for the government, you're on the list. And but they can't get a million of us. I mean, so what? They're the bad guys. We're not hiding under a rock. And so, you know, the government and the Pentagon admits they have tens of thousands of bloggers paid, both military and contracted, to go around and, quote, counter us. And so they're lying. They're trying to intimidate you. So what? I mean, look, I'm about as big a fish as they get in this fight against the New World Order. I am a canary in the coal mine. And even if they kill me, which I pray they don't, believe me, I don't want to die, folks, but I'm committed. They got to be, you know, I'm not going to stop. That means we're winning if they come after me. I mean, they're scared. Okay, and again, the government isn't one monolithic of bad guys or one monolith of good guys. But we wouldn't have any liberty or freedom if good people didn't stand up against evil. Evil just breeds and breeds like a tick until it kills the host. So, yeah, they talk about the red and blue list, and some of that's real. But it's way exaggerated, folks. Okay? I mean, if they're trying to, like, round up every person that visits, say, Infowars.com, that's like 10 million people a month. If they're trying to get everybody that visits the Bill of Rights online, that's millions. You know, I mean, it's a joke. They can't get everybody, so what? Okay, let's go ahead and take a call from Benny. Benny calling in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Benny.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. This is Benny in Northwest Indiana. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, but about an hour and a half ago, I saw a commercial for Pat Tillman's mother. She's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight, and I thought maybe you and your listeners would like to...
Well, we've talked to Kevin Tillman, his brother, who was also in the SF with him, or the Rangers. And, yeah, they basically killed him on purpose because he was going to leave and talk bad about the war. And we have his letters saying he was going to come back and talk bad about the war. So they killed him, set it up, had the military lie. The coroners even admit that he was murdered. And that's what the Army report said, and then used him as propaganda as a fallen hero. That's who runs our government, somebody who'd kill Pat Tillman. Did it say she's going on there to say that? Because I've talked to his brother 2 years ago, but he wouldn't go on air about it.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of the commercial, but they did show her sitting there saying it's a fraud what the news are telling the American people.
Well, if it's on 60 Minutes, it'll be somewhat of a whitewash, but that starts in 9 minutes then.
Yes, it do. That's why I thought I'd call.
Tick, 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 tick. In fact, guys, get it fired up for me, 60 Minutes. Put it on CBS. I want to see this. In fact, if my people are listening, record that for me. All right, thank you, sir. Really appreciate that call. Ron in Oregon, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to tell you right off, it's a total honor for me to be able to speak to you, and I want to say that you are the front line hero of this country.
Well, no, you are. It's an honor to talk to men and women that love freedom and love goodness and who will put up with me. I'm just an average person who's mad, who's threatened by this, and I got my hackles up like a dog.
I can understand your frustration 100% because I feel the same way. There's two things I want to say real quick. Number one, people asleep, there's a little story that goes about the dad that asked his dad what the difference between ignorance and apathy was, and his dad said, I don't know and I don't care. One other thing, and I believe this was from Benjamin Franklin that made a quote, it's not word for word, but you'll get the general idea, but it says, a nation of well-informed men that have been taught to cherish and appreciate their God-given rights cannot be enslaved. It's in the regions of ignorance and apathy that tyranny prevails.
Beautiful quote. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks so much, Alex.
God bless you.
My prayer for you is that the Lord will keep his holy angels around you and keep you protected, brother.
Believe me, there's no way I'd be alive if it wasn't for that. Keep it up, folks. Look, humans are meant to struggle and strive and have tough-as-nails life. You know, we're tough, folks. When stuff gets bad, we get tough. Humans are incredible creatures. But we've had it so good because our forefathers and mothers were so great, we've become totally spoiled, me included. We're a decadent society. And so people are apathetic because everything's handed to them. I mean, even if you got a $6, $7 an hour job, still you get more food and better, you know, shelter and entertainment than somebody in the third world. You got it pretty good. And so, you know, it's been bred into us not to care. It's when you get enslaved. It's when you get arrested. It's when you get set up. It's when you do have family that dies of cancer. And by the way, they're putting it in the vaccine, folks. They're just now telling you, oh, we got vaccines for cancer viruses. They found out in the 20s that most cancer was viral and they spread it. And I got documents on that. But the point is that, and again, the average doctor isn't involved. It's all compartmentalized. And the average doctor can't believe the horror when they find it out, though they now are. My point is that we're meant to strive and struggle. And so when we have it good so long, we start laying down. And then corrupt predators come in and fill the vacuum and things get really bad. I know there are a lot of good police and good people in government. And I'm begging you to have courage and speak out and fight what's happening. I mean, I'm just a kind of a, you know, one step out of the hayseed patch. I mean, I am just a tobacco-chewing, stump-jumping, whatever the call that the call sign that I've just had a 75th birthday. God bless him. What a great Texas Monthly cover. One of the best photos I've ever seen him. Really captures the soul of Willie Nelson. I bought that at the store today. I was at the grocery store, and I bought that Texas Monthly cover just for the cover. Just love Willie Nelson. I'm so honored he listens to the show. Say hi to Willie. Just had his 75th birthday this week, but I made me think of Willie because I was saying tobacco chewing, you know, stump jumping, Texas hillbilly. But that's the people I come from, and it's not an act, folks. I'm usually pretty calm, but I start talking and thinking about cops killing federal prosecutors and torturing them to death, and I start thinking about how the government really does deal the drugs, and I'm on air exposing them because I got to tell the truth. I can't help it. It freaks me out, and then I get all riled up and rah, ready for a fight because. At an instinctive level, my brain's saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And so I go wild. That's why I do that. But I'm committed. And let me tell you, we wouldn't be here if our forebears wouldn't have risked their lives and gone through hell and high water to bring us where we're at. I don't care what color you are or where you're from. We all got here through adversity. We got to all work together and be friends. And to the cops out there, you know, if somebody argues with you, don't taser them and then set them up. You know, go back. Cops didn't used to act like that, and you weren't hated before. You know, I mean, it freaks me out. You don't know how far you've fallen, how sick it is, how you're incrementally being brainwashed yourselves. We have continual coverage of the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder, and it's not just about her murder. It's about the cover-up and the system we live in and how they do this and the wars that are going on in our own government and the fights over resources and everything that's happening. I know we got loaded phone lines. I don't have time to go to James in Texas. And you know what? I'll give James 45 seconds. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I know you're talking about the CPS and everything, but the Adult Protective Services, they do the same thing.
I know. It's a government outside due process, kidnapping old people, kidnapping children. The state literally runs database tests when somebody's in the hospital to see if they've got a will. They'll ask you. They'll steal your money. I mean, it's just the government is so corrupt.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
I know.
The Adult Protective Services are, you know, attacking my wife and my daughter to give our property to my mother-in-law. And give her control and chase us off of our own property.
I know.
It's paid for.
Sir, I found out that they have databases. The hospitals aren't involved. They, by law, have to put all your data for the last 15 years via computer to the health department. The health department is a, quote, racial hygiene, bioethics, eugenics center. That's what founded them. You know, the head of the human genome saying black people aren't humans. But investigate, folks. You'll find out. And they're there to carry out all this. So all that data goes in there, and it's just, it's incredible. And then they decide who to rob, who to steal, who to attack. Criminal guilds. And they're growing. They're going to double the number of bureaucrats they're talking about. That's all that's hiring is the government. I'm out of time. Evil is growing. It's out of control. Pray God heal this land. We'll see you at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'll see you back on the weekday show, and then, of course, back next Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. To all the affiliate sponsors, everybody, thank you so much, and great job to the crew running the show here in Austin, Texas. All right, have a great rest of the Sunday evening. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadShow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C. Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.